kung sa inyo, no, napansin nyo, boses pa lang, alam nyo na eh kung sinong tao, di ba? Because you know that person. Not know that person personally, pero familiar kayo sa tao na yon. And that's the reason, alam nyo yung kagad hulaan, eh, well, except si, sino ba yung mahirap na binigay ko na? Si Robert Pattinson, I'm sure mahirapan tayo doon, no? And also yung, eto madali lang rin, si Katy Perry. But the reason all of you can guess, kay Justin Bieber nga, grabe. Hindi ko nga mahulaan yun eh. Kala ko si Daniel Padilla yun eh. Pero, di ba, imagine mo, because, how many of you here agree with me? Because all of you, the reason why you're familiar with the voice is because you know the person. Nakikita niyo sa TV, pinapanood niyo siya sa YouTube, di ba? That's why you're able to figure out the voice. Alam mo yung purpose ng voice, yung series na to, is to be able to answer the pressing issues of life. Pinag-usapan natin last 2 weeks, purpose. Tama? Ano yung last week? Identity, di ba? And now, what I want to talk about today is the question, one of the questions also of young people today is not just the purpose, it's not just the identity, but also who is God? Kung lahat tayo, halos lahat ng mga kabataan ngayon, familiar sa mga sikat na tao na to, pero ang tanong, familiar ba kayo kay God? Kung baga, alam nyo ba, kilala nyo ba si Lord? And that's what I want to talk to us about today because the voice of the word will tell you, oh, this is God. Youth Service Metro East will tell you, this is God. It minsan iba yung opinion, minsan iba yung views. Pero what we want to accomplish tonight is that for you, when you go out after this service, you would be able to find out, oh, this is God. This is Jesus. And that's what I want to talk to us about today. The question that we will answer today is, who is Jesus in the first place? Because this is one of the pressing issues of young people today. Napadaan lang ako sa National Bookstore. Merong National Bookstore dito eh, sa baba eh. If you look at different books, they'll give you different answers of God. Who God is. So you better be careful kung ano yung mga babasahin nyo. Pag pumunta kayo sa, panonood kayo ng TV, pumunta kayo sa iba-ibang channels, maraming shows dyan will tell you this is God. So marami tayong boses na naririnig na that describe God. Pero sigurado ba talaga tayo? That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Kaya kayo familiar dyan sa mga stars niya kasi kilala nyo yan eh. Nakikita nyo sa TV yan. Pinag-aaralan nyo kung paano manamit yung mga ibang nga sa inyo. Diba? Si Nicki Minaj, ginagaya nyo yung forma eh. Diba? Si Justin Bieber, nagka-abs lang. Mag-abs din kayo eh. Diba? Ibig sabihin, ginagaya natin sila, ina-idolize natin sila because you know them well, you look up to them. But I hope after this service, if there's one person that you will look up to, I hope that's going to be Jesus. I hope that's going to be God. Because these people, no matter how famous they are and how entertaining they are, they cannot change your life. But let me tell you, once you encounter God and you get to know more about Him, it's not entertaining, but it's life-changing. There's a big difference between entertaining like this one, but there's also a big difference of life-changing. I would rather go on the side of life-changing. Kasi pag nakilala mo si Lord, it will eventually, gradually change your life. The scripture that I'm going to share to all of us is Matthew. Matthew chapter 16. So if you have your Bibles, kung meron kayong smartphones, iPad, okay, high-tech, pwede nyo tingnan dyan. But I also have a big Bible, dalawang Bible, tatlong Bible pa. Ayun, di ba? So, verse 13, this is a story of Jesus talking to his disciples. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? Yung Son of Man is Jesus. So minsan, meron na palang question na yun. Akala natin ngayon lang yung question na to, no? Na who is Jesus ba? Bakit nga ba ako pupunta sa Victory Metro East Service every Friday night? Bakit nga ba pinupuntahan ng mga estudyante to? Not just Friday, but even Thursday. Bakit nga ba 1,600 students in this area pumupunta? Na-entertain ba sila? Eto, sasagutin natin. So it's the same question. Who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, yung mga disciples, well, haka-haka, ito yung mga sabi ng mga tao. Some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And that's my question to us today. Last week, pinag-usapan natin, what is my purpose? Last week, pinag-usapan natin, who am I? Alam mo yung isa pang pressing question? Who is Jesus? And this is the question too. 2,000 years ago, ito na yung question. Hanggang ngayon, meron pa rin tayong tanong, who is Jesus in the first place? So that's what we want to tackle tonight. Who is Jesus? Who do people say Jesus is? And pag pumunta ka sa lahat, sa internet, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TV, lahat na ng media, pumunta ka sa ibang bansa, okay? Pumunta ka sa campus mo, pumunta ka sa community mo, sa barangay mo. This is the question, who is Jesus? And a lot of people, a lot of voices. That's why you have to be careful, young people. High school students, college students, you have to be careful kung sino papakinggan mo eh. Kasi maraming boses dyan. Hindi mo alam boses ng demonyo yan. Tingnan mo nga katabi mo. Hindi yan yun. Okay, sinisigurado ko lang. But there are a lot of voices in the world. Ngayon, kung hindi mo alam kung sino yung papakinggan mo, pwede kang ma-mislead. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, mislead. Pwede kang ma-deceive. Kasi maraming boses kang pinapakinggan eh. And that's what this series is all about, yung The Voice. Kaya nga yung tagline, whose voice are you going to listen to? Sino nga bang papakinggan mo? Pertaining to this question, some voices will say, Jesus is just what? A prophet. Parang Prophet Muhammad. Prophet lang. Alam mo, ibig sabihin ng prophet, messenger of God. Yun yung sinabi ng mga disciples. Well, Jesus, some say you're Elijah and John the Baptist. Prophet lang pala. Ang tingin ng mga ibang tao kay Jesus. Some will say that Jesus is just what? A teacher. Parang Confucius. Parang philosopher. Parang Mahatma Gandhi. Kilala niyo ba yun? Parang ganun lang si Jesus. And a lot of voices will say and will have different views about Jesus. Next. Some say he's just an angel. Some religions and cults will say Jesus is just an angel. Parang Angel Gabriel. Okay, parang kasing rank lang niya. Hindi talaga siya God. Diba? Some will say that he's just a genie. Okay, hindi natin sinasabi Jesus is a genie, but the way we look at Jesus is sometimes he is a genie. What do I mean? Lord, bigyan mo ako pengi noon. Diba? Pupunta ka sa church kasi may pangangailangan ka eh. Meron ka pinaniniwalaan, siguro breakthrough sa family mo, which is there's nothing wrong, lahat naman tayo may pangangailangan, diba? Pero minsan, ang tingin ng mga young people kay Jesus is that, give me this, give me that. Okay? Pengi noon, hindi Panginoon. Okay? Pehingi. It's all about me. Okay? Kaya minsan, meron ako mga na-encounter, especially sa mga older ones. Kasi nagsa-Sunday service din ako. Yung pupunta dun sa church, pero ang expectation nila, pupunta sa service, para ma-bless lang ako. Ganun ba yung posture mo? Hindi, basta ma-bless ako. Tingnan nga natin kung meron masasabi itong pastor na to. Di ba minsan ganun pa? Basta, ay, hindi, parang malamya yung kanta ng worship team. Parang hindi ako na-bless today. Di ba? It's all about me. And sometimes ganun ang tingin natin kay Jesus. Lord, give me this. Lord, sana buhayin mo naman yung grades ko sa patay. Di ba? Sabi ni Lord, mag-aral ka muna. Di ba? Or minsan, naniniwala ka, ano bang mga pinaniwala ng mga tao ngayon? Ano bang iPad? Ano bang gusto nila? iPhone, gadgets, damit. Di ba minsan, bigyan mo boyfriend, Lord. Or girlfriend. Di ba? Umunting na ang katabi mo, sana ikaw na lang. Di ba? Pinick-up line mo pa. So, genie, minsan tingin natin kay Lord, di ba? Parang, penge. Puro ask tayo. Which is, there's, now, don't get me wrong. Students, don't get me wrong. Walang masama na humihingi kay Lord. Pero kung ang tingin mo lang kay Lord, puro hingi, eh dun masama. But wala namang masama eh kung humihingi kay Lord. Pero minsan, di ba, tinitwist pa natin yung arm ni Lord eh. Lord, bigay mo na yan. Bagal mo eh, tulungan na nga kita. Di ba, parang. Another one is, marami pang views, no? Pero some will look at Jesus as rescue 911. Marami ako na-encounter dito sa church eh, na minsan, on fire. Pag worship team, talagang taas pa, kamay, kahit paa. Di ba? Talagang todo bigay mag-worship. Pero pag, kasi dahil may problema. Pero pag nawala na yung problema, okay na ulit yung buhay. Balik na ulit sa mundo. Balik na ulit sa mundo, kalimutan na natin yung victory. Kalimutan na natin yung church. Kalimutan na natin si Lord. Friendly user pala. Di ba? User-friendly ka lang pala, pero tinitingnan mo kay Jesus, Rescue 911. And so what we want tonight to happen is that for us to be able to erase all the wrong mindsets about Jesus. And based on the scripture in Matthew 16, malalaman natin, ano ba talaga? Sino ba talaga si Jesus? And look, let's look at that verse now. Verse 15. So mas naging personal yung question. Ano yung first question ni Jesus? Who do people say the Son of Man is? Ang point ni Jesus, ano ba yung sinasabi ng mundo? So tinanong niya sa small group niya. Ano ba yung sinasabi ng mundo? Ano ba yung sinasabi ng TV? Ano ba sinasabi ni Katy Perry? Ano ba sinasabi ni Nicki Minaj? Ano ba yung sinasabi ng mga all-knowing people dyan or mga philosophers who Jesus is? Pero yun yung first question. What does the world say about Jesus? Pero mas naging personal. Who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? Alam mo ibig sabihin nito? Walang pakialam si Lord kung anong sinasabi ng mundo tungkol sa Kanya. Ang mas may pakialam siya kung ano sa tingin mo. Then it becomes more personal. How about you? Sino ba talaga si Jesus? Kasi makikita mo yan sa movies, makikita mo. Bad trip nga yung mga horror films ngayon. Napansin nyo? Nananalo palagi yung kalaban. Di ba parang binibigyan mong poor image si Jesus? Pero kailangan klaruhin natin, mas maging personal tayo ngayon. Who do you think? Michael, who do you think? Dan, who do you think Jesus is? Patrick, kailangan personal eh. Kasi it all boils down to what do you think? Who do you think Jesus is? Simon Peter answered. Siyempre, yung small group member niya sabi, you are the Messiah. Ito na, binigay na ni Peter yung tamang sagot. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Messiah. Ano ibig sabihin ng Messiah? Anointed one. Si Jesus pala, hindi lang prophet. Si Jesus, hindi lang angel. Si Jesus, hindi lang teacher. Si Jesus, hindi lang a miracle worker. Jesus, hindi siya genie. Just to be sure. But itong sinasabi, He is the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. Ano yung sabihin ng Son of the Living God? Pag Son of the Living God, God siya. So yung personality ni Lord as God the Father, He is God the Son. So nandito siya, pumunta siya sa earth 2,000 years ago to reflect who God is really. Siya yung parang tamang exact representation of God. Ito yung sinasabi nating word, deity. D-E-I-T-Y. Okay, si Lord, eh God siya. Hindi lang siya naging man, pero He is God. So He's not just an angel, but He is God. He is the creator of the universe. From Genesis chapter 1, makikita mo, how did God create the world? By the power of His word. John 1 said that Jesus is the word. So ibig sabihin, ever since the creation of the world, Jesus was there. In fact, some theologians will say that Jesus was the executioner. He was the one who created the world. He implemented the God the Father's idea of creating the world. So, He's not just a prophet, He's not just a teacher, He's not just an angel, He is God. And so when you're saying Messiah, He is the anointed one. Anointed one means tasked by God. Pag sinabi mo in the Old Testament, kasi diba dalawa yung Testament ng Bible, dalawang divisions, pansin nyo? Old Testament and New Testament. Old Testament speaks about the prophecies of there will come a time where there will be a chosen one by God. An anointed one by God. Just like King David, who would do something great in this world. Yun yung sinasabi sa prophecy eh. Meron siyang gagawin. Ito na yun. Si Jesus was the anointed one. He is the chosen one. He was tasked by God to do something. What is that? Two things lang. I'm going to focus on two things. Number one, tasked by God. When you say anointed one, coming from the royal family of King. Kilala niyo naman si King David, di ba? Yung pumatay kay... Goliath, di ba? Naging king siya. He was one of the greatest kings of Israel. So sinasabi ng prophecy, doon pa lang, bago pa lang dumating si Jesus, sinasabi ng prophecy na si King David, as great as King David, someone will come from the line of David, a royal family, an anointed one, the Messiah. People did not know anything about it, but people didn't have a clue that it was Jesus Himself. He is king. He's not just God. He was God who became human like us. And then He is King. Yun yung sinasabi doon. He is King. I want you to understand that. Jesus is the King. Hindi lang yun. Napanood niyo ba yung Titanic? Ano yung sinabi ni Leonardo DiCaprio? Jack, Rose. Hindi yun. Yung sinabi niya, I'm the King of the world. He's not just king, the King of the world. Jesus is the King of the universe. He's the Creator of the world. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Mukha bang aksidente yan? Ha? Huh? Mukha bang galing sa ape yan? Hindi. Do you believe that the person beside you is fearfully and wonderfully made by someone? That person is made and designed by an intelligent being, by a powerful being. Sino naniniwala dito na galing tayo sa Big Bang? Di ba yun yung mga tinuturo? Kinuwento na ba yung, may nagkwento na ba sa inyo noon? Yung Big Bang? So pag nagpasabog ka, merong lalabas? Parang may object na lalabas, ganon? Ganon ba yung Big Bang? So kunyari itong Robinson's, ano ba tawag dito ngayon? Robinson's Metro East? Nagpasabog lang yung mga construction workers, sabihing, ba-bang! So victory, nagpasabog lang tayo ng mga plap-plap, five-star, lahat na. Tapos biglang may building na lumabas. Ganun ba yung, kasi ganun yung sinasabi ng Big Bang eh. Parang accidental lang eh. Di ba? Of course, yung katabi mo, hindi naman mukhang Big Bang yan, di ba? So kung gusto mo ng boyfriend, magpasabog ka lang, bang! You're my boyfriend! Hello, lover! Di ba? Ganun ba? Papasabog lang tayo dito, may lalabas? Big Bang eh. Big Bang. Or do you believe that nothing happened by accident in this world? That everything was planned by a powerful being? And that is the Creator of the universe. That is Jesus Himself. Do you think that it's an accident why you're here? Eh, wala pastor, napadaan lang ako dito eh. Puno yung Dota, puno yung time zone, eh, anong gagawin ko? Magaling naman yung kumanta kanina. Masaya naman. Okay. You think it's just an accident? Eh wala, in-invite ako dito. Hinold up ako eh. Lilibre daw ako mamaya sa mang inasal. Let me tell you this. Everything that happened in your life, listen to this. From the moment you were born up to the moment you will die, everything happens for a reason. Nothing happens by accident. Hindi Big Bang. Kaya kami pimple ngayon, nagbibinata ka. Huwag ka magalala, mawawala din yan. But nothing happens by accident because the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords planned your life. You may ask, bakit ako nag-aaral dito? Kalokohan dito eh. Bait-bait ko dati eh. Napasama ako eh. Diba? Minsan tinatanong mo yun, bakit ako nag-nursing? Bakit ako nag-engineering? Mali. Napilitan lang ako. Let me tell you, it's not an accident why you're here. Because you have to remember that Jesus is King. He rules your life. Nothing happens by accident. There's a show called Undercover Boss. Ewan kung naabutan niyo yan eh. Yung sa cable yan. Alam mo yung nangyayari sa Undercover Boss, yung mga CEO sa States, CEO, mga bossing, meron silang show gagawing undercover. So gagawing empleyado sa pinakababa. Okay? For 7 days. So that yung hindi alam ng mga empleyado sa baba na yun yung CEO. So may nangyari dito, yung CEO ng 7-Eleven, ayun, sa gitna, nagtrabaho siya for 7 days as a customer ano service or salesman sa 7-Eleven. So imagine mo, no, CEO, hindi nagbago yung position niya, CEO pa rin. Pero bumaba siya sa pinakababa. Okay, so tinulungan niya yung customer, sa field talaga siya, tapos hugas siya. Yung CEO, ah. Walang may alam. Yung manager, yun, oh, tinuturuan siya. Pero walang alam yung manager na siya yung CEO. Siya yung bossing ng 7-Eleven. Naghuhugas siya ng pinggan. Tapos ito, nagmamap pa siya. For 7 days. Pwede nga check sa YouTube. 7 days. Bossing ng 7-Eleven, bumaba. Okay? Pero hindi nagbago yung role niya. Siya pa rin yung CEO. Pero little did the people know. People didn't have a clue at all. That he was the CEO and the chairman, the boss of one of the top franchise companies, 7-Eleven. You know, that's the picture. That's a picture of what Jesus did. Jesus was King of the universe, went down on earth. A lot of people didn't know because he grew up as a carpenter. He grew up as a poor man. Because a lot of people were expecting that this Jesus who will come, the Messiah, yung anointed, remember the word, was going to be like a mighty king here. Going to be a mighty general. Will vanquish the Roman Empire because conquered sila na Roman Empire before. And he was going to be a mighty king with a crown. But you know, people had different expectations and it happened differently. Jesus, the creator of the universe, the king, went here on earth to serve other people. But he was still God. He was still king. He was performing miracles right and left. Iniisip ko nga eh, paano kung ikaw yung CEO ng 7-Eleven? Nainis ka na siguro. Sabi mo, actually ako yung boss mo eh. Diba? Kung ako yung CEO, ini-imagine ko parang inuutos-utusan mo ako, map ako ng floor, magugas ako, pagalitan pa ako ng customer kasi ganun sa States, mareklamo, diba? Baka hindi mo alam kung sino yung kinakausap mo. Diba? If I were, ako lang yun. Hindi naman ako yung CEO eh. Diba minsan, you will, what if that those employees, now the employees knew about it kasi pinakita sa TV. But you know, that's what the picture of Jesus. He is the ruler of the universe, but he came in here on earth. Not to be served, but to serve. But I want you to remember this when you go out. Jesus is King. Whether you decide to believe him or not, whether you decide to believe in my message or not, it's not going to change anything. Sa tingin mo, magpapapiti party si Jesus? Oh, sige naman, iwala ko. No, please. Di ba? Minsan yung mga sa Facebook, nakakatawa yung mga post sa Facebook minsan, yung mga bata eh. Di ba? I'm sad. Ang dami magla-like. Di ba? My lola passed away. Ang dami nag-like. Magla-like ka ba noon? O magko-condolence ka na lang? Di ba yung mga pity party? Jesus, let me tell you, Jesus is not an insecure person. So whether just one student believes in him, that's fine with him. And the majority of the world doesn't. Nothing changes the fact that he is still king and reigning in the whole universe. Even if on a Friday night we decide not to worship him, sa tingin mo manghihina siya. Please naman, mag-worship na kayo. No. Even if you decide not to worship him, even if you decide not to read your Bible, it's not gonna change anything because he is still king, period. It's not gonna change anything. He's anointed by God to be king. Kaya minsan iniisip natin, uy, kawawa naman si Jesus. Niloloko mo lang si Jesus. Pa nagkakasala ka, hindi, niloloko mo sarili mo. Because Jesus knows everything. He is King. So he's not just a teacher. He's not just a prophet. He's not just an angel. He is King. Even if you don't decide to follow him, he is still King. Doesn't change anything. Second is Savior. Ano yung task niya? Why did he come here on earth? It's to save all of us. There's a story of one person. In the middle of the forest, in the house, a family of four, parents, mother and father, and two children, they were stuck in the house and it was burning. It was burning. And then, so there was this man who was walking in the forest and saw what was happening because the house was isolated. Nasa middle lang na forest is nasusunog. So people, the family was crying for help. No one wanted to hear him because layo nila eh, from the town hall. And so the man who was walking saw what was happening. So he stopped what he was doing and he immediately wanted to rescue all the family. So pumasok siya. Nasusunog ah. Nasusunog. Unfortunately, the parents died. The parents died. But the man, fortunately, was able to save the two children. Dala-dala niya yung dalawang bata. Okay? But the parents, you know, naiwan and namatay. The town hall heard what happened. So what they wanted to do is the week after, they convened everyone. There was a little bit of like a judge and a little bit of jury. Alam mo yung setting na ganon? Wanted to decide. Kasi naawa yung barangay, yung whole barangay, na yung dalawang bata, na ulila, wala nang magulang. So ngayon, ang kailangan nilang i-settle is sino mag-aalaga dun sa dalawang bata. So ngayon, merong judge na nagpe-preside, kinonvene yung town. What happened? They took pity on the children. Everyone wanted to adopt the children who survived. And so there was this one man, rich man, who volunteered. Sinabi ng judge, who among you here are willing to adopt these children and accept them? There was this rich man, single guy, probably 40s, raised his hand, volunteered. Sabi nga, so sabi ng judge, okay, tumayo siya. So what gives you, sabi ng judge, what gives you the right? Why do you think you're qualified to adopt these children? Sabi nung man, can't give an answer. Cannot give an answer. He said, because I'm rich. Didn't really convince the judge and the jury. But there's this one man again who volunteered. Stepped out from the crowd. Okay? And then the judge asked the second man. He asked the second man, now, the same question I asked the rich man, what gives you the right to adopt these children? You know, the man was wearing long sleeves. And you know what he did? He rolled up his sleeves and he showed his burned arms. And he said, this gives me the right to adopt these two children. Little did the town know that that man was actually the man who rescued those two children. Who is Jesus to you? Actually, if you look at the story, we are actually the ones who were stuck in that house, being burned and about to be killed. But Jesus was the God who became man, left everything in heaven, pursued us. He was still king, but he had the boldness to save you and me. We were burning in that house. What do you mean burn? Well, we were stuck with sin. We were burning with condemnation. And we're about to go to hell when we die. But there was this Savior. There was this King who left everything and started pursuing you and me. And that's the reason why we're all here. We have a chance to believe in Him. And I want us to remember that today. Oh, what happened? He is our Savior. So when the voices of the world tells us He's just a prophet, He's just a teacher, you know what you can say? No, He's not just that. He is King. He is my Savior that changed my life forever. And that's the reason why we're all here. And then you know what? Jesus replied when Peter answered that, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. It's actually God who reveals things to you. Some students who are blind, it's actually God's work. The reason why we're able to believe, and sometimes pag tinignan mo yung Bible, clear na. Pero pag sinar mo, sino dito nakaka-relate? Pag sinar mo naman, pag binasa mo yung Bible mo, clear. Pero pag sinar mo sa ibang friends mo, tatawa lang sila, hindi nila makuha. You know why? It's because there are blinders. And sometimes God will remove those blinders from their eyes so that they can start seeing things clearly. That's what happened to Peter. Kaya nga nasabi ni Peter, you are the Messiah, the King and Savior of the world. Because God revealed it to him in the first place. And so I want you to understand this. And ito yung sinabi nga, lastly, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Ano ibig sabihin nito? On this rock, I will build my church. When you say on this rock, on that statement, what Peter said, that you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God, that's the foundation of the church. And I want you to remember this, that Jesus is Lord of all. He is Lord of all. If there's one declaration that we say every Friday, hindi lang honor God, make disciples. If there's one declaration that we say every Friday, that's the reason why we gather every Friday night, is because we believe that Jesus is Lord of all. And I want you to remember that today. That God is King. He is the Savior, Jesus. And He is the Lord of all. My question to us is this. Do you believe this? Or do you believe other voices? Do you believe that He is the boss? And are you willing to make Him the boss of your life? Not just the world, of your life. The person beside you, the person in front of you, behind you. Can we just all stand right now? I'm going to pray for us. And after I pray, I'm going to ask Pastor Dan to come up here.